about. Everybody was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel?
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to the American Awakening. What have we here? Could it be a freedom screamer named Eric? Perhaps. Welcome all tonight to the broadcast. I want to thank Mike Herzog for letting me sit in tonight. I want to thank John Statmiller, who's got a lot of gonads letting Eric come back on the air. I know I talk about some controversial things, and if you people like what you hear, make your opinion known. If you don't like it, make your opinion known. Hopefully we'll get some opinions out there that support the broadcast when I'm sitting in. So let's all support the network as well. I do believe that they're still in the middle of a fund drive. And if you people want the real truth, you're not going to get it from too many other places. I'm finding out that the majority of this, quote, truth media, I'm not talking about this network, but other ones that are trying, you know, that are kind of the leaders in this this new media, this truth media, this alternative media, whatever you want to call it. They're still pretty sketchy about talking about the real power behind the curtain, the real men and women behind the curtain. It's usually men because it goes back to the Vatican. And if you look up the vicar general in your diocese, you'll see that it's never a woman, always a man. How do you women feel about that one? So anyway, thanks for joining us on the show tonight. I'm not sure where we're going to go with this. I've got a few ideas. So if anybody wants to kick in, it's, let's see if I remember the number right. Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Call on in. And, let us know what's going on in your mind and your neck of the woods. We like real life scenarios here with Eric the Freedom Screamer when I sit in and do the broadcast. I like to actually get into some meat and potatoes of specific cases. That's why I like Mike Herzog. He's not afraid to actually get right in and help somebody specifically. He's done it for years. It's not anything new with Tom or anybody else. Mike does good work. We appreciate him having me on tonight. So once again, the number is 800-313-9443. Do not forget to support this network. This network survives on donations and advertisers. If the advertisers lose their guts and become a bunch of gutless cowards, you know, it's up to us to support what we want to hear and what the truth is. And I think the combined efforts of everybody on the RBN network leads to a nice potpourri of truth coming from different angles and different venues and different sources, and then we get people's take. You know, there are universal truths, let's not forget. Not everything you hear on this network is somebody's opinion. A lot of it's fact. I called in a local AM radio talk show, what was it, a couple days ago, two, 3 days ago, the day before the health care bill was shot down. And, you know, I brought up the fact that it's very dangerous to mix the medical establishment tyranny with the government tyranny. As soon as you mix those two together, you wind up with a complete nightmare, worse than the military-industrial complex, worse than the witches' court complex, worse than the prison-building complex, worse than the education complex with communist core. Is the medical industrial complex, the medical tyranny of the medical is the worst. It's the most disgusting. It's the most pervasive. It's the most dangerous to everyone, because once they dip into that area, they own you, your blood, your body, your person, your DNA, everything. And they have statutes to back all this up, including experimentation on people without their consent in this country. And when I brought up some information, well, you can find in the book called The Plutonium Files. That's The Plutonium Files by Eileen Welsom. Very interesting book. She really did a good job of putting together historical facts. Once again, there are universal truths. And when I called in to mention, I read the little blurb off the back. It says, in a Massachusetts school, 73 disabled children were spoon-fed radioactive isotopes along with their morning oatmeal. In an upstate New York hospital, that would be Strong Memorial, not far from me, an 18-year-old woman, believing she was being treated for a pituitary disorder was injected with plutonium by Manhattan Project doctors. At a Tennessee prenatal clinic, 829 pregnant women were served, quote, vitamin cocktails. In truth, the drinks contained radioactive iron as part of an experimentation of what radiation would do during pregnancy. And, you know, the host of the show was very, very, you know, courteous and very receptive to what I was saying. But after I had hung up, she said, you know, I have never heard those accusations before. And I felt like calling back in and saying, ma'am, they're not accusations. This is historical fact. There's no disputing it. The doctors have said things on record that can't be denied. I mean, if they want to retract their statement, great, and repent, fine, beautiful. My greatest hope is that all these scumbags will come around and repent. But it doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon. Listen to what Dr. Leonard Sagan, he was the head of the Atomic Energy Commission, and this is what he told his staffers and other upcoming doctors about the ethics of research on people. Human experimentations, you get that, folks? Like Nazi Germany, I think that only went on with Dr. Mengele and the concentration camp. It's going on here to this day, because I know people personally who still get letters from Strong Memorial Hospital in Rochester, New York, saying, you were a victim of radiation experimentation in the 40s and 50s. Could you come back in for so we could do some follow-up studies and research on you? They haven't dropped anything. Nothing's changed. This didn't happen 50, 60 years ago. It started then, and it's continuing even worse now. Wait till I tell you about little Amber Thurmond. If I forget, just somebody remind me. She's a recent case of a girl who died from malpractice at Strong Memorial Hospital, 13 years old. Perfectly healthy, beautiful young girl, dead. Listen to what Dr. Leonard Sagan justified, is the justification delegation, okay? And this is why we do it. What's the point, Eric? This is why we do not mix anything to do with the medical establishment with governmental power, governmental anything, regulation, control, I don't care what it is. Stay the far the you-know-what away from each other. Because if the government is us, I mean, which I know it's not right now, but if it is when it's supposed to be, it does not. The medical establishment is a medical tyranny. It does not serve the people in any way. First and foremost, doctors aren't trained in healthcare; they're trained in trauma. Doctors are great if you have lose a finger and it has to be sewn back on, or if you've been in a major accident, you're bleeding out, one of your organs is failing. Great for MASH units and triage. Emergency situations, major surgery, doctors are great. Awesome. You got to have a few. They're not trained in healthcare. You go in today, they're pimping pills. So here's what Dr. Leonard Sagan said. Here's the justification delegation. You ready? Doctors who were doing research wanted to be professors. And in order to be a professor, you have to have lots of publications. So your highest priority is to conduct research and publish it. You're the doctor. Here's a patient that you want to experiment on. Is it going to contribute to your research if you inform that patient? What can happen if the patient says, no, I don't want to do that? That's not in your interest. Your interest is to have that patient participate. So do you tell him or her? No. Does anybody care? No. So you don't tell them. So that's why when the ethical rules were ignored, it's because there's a conflict between informed consent and the ability to conduct research, and the physician is not interested in the patient's welfare. He's interested in his or her welfare. So he does not inform them. That's the end of Dr. Leonard Sagan's quote. Now, did you get all that? He's just saying, go ahead, experiment with radiation, with plutonium, with radioactive isotopes, with radioactive iron. Slipping it into people without them knowing, and then get them to come back in, you know, once a month, and of course you know they're going to get sicker and sicker. They commented in this book that doctors were telling each other, well, you know, this is five times the amount we don't want to inject into ourselves, so let's get somebody who doesn't know to do it. Some schmuck at the hospital in upstate New York or wherever they can find the corrupt masons and witches' court to back them up. So if any, you know, whatever goes down, that when it winds up with the police or the witches' court, guess what? It all gets swept up conveniently, neatly, and off to the side. No problem. Why isn't anybody sitting in prison for conducting Nazi-like radiation experiments on the people of upstate New York at Strong Memorial Hospital without telling them? And actually having the gall to this day to say, oh, yeah, we did some experiments on you that we didn't tell you about. Can you come back in so we can follow up on you? Isn't that nice? So that who would be stupid enough to want any the medical and the government to have anything to do with each other? I don't care if it's Medicaid, Medicare, Medidas, Medidat, isn't it health care, death care? Does it? No, Bushma, Trump, they're all, it's all about controlling your body. So I hope I've snapped people out of any type of attachment or faith or any type of belief in the medical system. This stuff's going on. It's so Amber Thurman. This is in the, and I knew her parents briefly, just kind of peripherally. They weren't really close, but I had been over to their house once or twice. They had two teenage daughters. One was 13. One was 17, going into end of high school. One was at the beginning of high school. Nice kids, real well-behaved, good personalities, very healthy. Little Amber wound up with a cyst on one of her ovaries, okay? So inside they had to go to pretty simple operation these days. We're far enough along where a cyst, it's like you were talking like cataract surgery or something along those lines. It's an in-and-out-in-one-day type of deal. So she goes into the hospital expecting to come out in a day or two. They cut her open all the way up to her neck, from between her legs up to her neck, took out one of her lungs along with other organs, left a pair of hemostats inside her, stitched her back up, and then had to go back in, open her up, and get the hemostats out. Took out most of her major organs, including one lung. Completely unnecessary. What their justification was, we can't find out, other than they either wanted the lung to sell it, or that's the only thing we can think of. She's perfectly healthy. That's all she had was a small cyst. And 3 or 4 days later, she died. Now they want her sister to come in, and they're calling it for exploratory surgery. They don't even know what's wrong. They don't have any idea what they're looking for. They just want to open, slice it up, go inside, check it out, see what they can find. Oh, there's a little precancerous teeny lesion, microscopic. Everybody's got a lesion or a little defect, and there's no such thing as the perfect organ. Everybody's is different. What is perfect anyway? And everything has a defect or a small little nick or a dent, so to speak. Nothing is perfect, and as soon as they find anything that they can even remotely justify, out comes the organ. And you know they're not throwing it in the wastebasket. They're using it for experimentation, or they're selling it on the open market. Someone who's got a completely failed liver or kidney will take one with a little teeny small lesion on the side of it because they ate GMO food or something, but the organ is still functional and should not have been removed from the person who owned it. So one little girl dead, and when my friend was in the lobby of the hospital supporting the parents, casually talking with another woman who was down in the lobby of the hospital, well, this girl was, I believe, was the day before she died, one of the women in the lobby of Strong Memorial was an off-duty nurse that worked at the hospital. She was outraged and went upstairs, stormed up to the sixth or seventh floor and started bitching at the doctors about, what are you doing cutting a girl open and taking out her left lung because she has a cyst on her ovaries? And they went downstairs. The doctor who was attending, who was killing the girl, called security and took the two security guys down and asked my friend to leave the hospital. So this is what happens. This is why we don't get any information. You're not going to hear about this on Fox or ABC or CNN. Do you think the local TV station is going to go against Strong Memorial Hospital? There's thousands of people that work, and tens of thousands peripherally related to the people that work at Strong, and U of R, which is the University of Rochester Medical Center, which was the real one, the entity that owns Strong Memorial Hospital. It's the university, and it's Strong Memorial Hospital and University of Rochester together, more or less under the U of R. But, you know, Strong has to answer for its own atrocities. And they're, you know, because they're obeying orders from Joel Seligman at U of R, there's no excuse. The Nazis tried that. Didn't work there. It's not going to work here. So the poor little girl died, and her sister, they wanted to bring her in for exploratory surgery. Did you get that, folks? So, look, anybody who thinks the government should have anything to do with the medical is really suicidal. So, anybody wants to chime in on that one, call in 1-800-313-9443. By the way, there's an entire chapter in the Plutonium Files devoted to the, it's called the Rochester Production Line. And they're not calling it the production line because of Delco making alternators for GM cars. No. they followed because one of the doctors was so excited and was so bragging about how many people, how many patients they were getting in and out through these radiation experiments without their consent, killing people, literally, that he called it the production line of human experimentation, radiation experiment. Why isn't this stinking puke in prison right now? Why isn't the witch's court and the local media not letting this go? This stuff didn't stop. I'll say it again. People to this day are getting follow-up letters. Can you come in and we do a checkup on you? We did some experimentation on you in the 40s and 50s. Well, it's still going on today if they're following up and based on what they did to this little girl, which is stealing her organs, including her left lung, for a cyst on her ovaries at 13 years old, dies, and there's no public outrage, no outcry, no media exposure, no lawsuits. The parents are not politically savvy. They're not hip. They don't listen to RBN. They don't know what's, I mean, and when you kind of bring it to them, they're really at fault, and I got to say it. They're complying with whatever the doctor can do no wrong. Doctor got white jacket. Look at all those pieces of paper with little round gold blobs on the bottom that look like some kind of official garbage that's, all it does is put them in a position to do what they're doing to these people. So, I want to encourage people to call in 1-800-313-9443 and give us your story of the medical nightmare that's going on. Once again, an entire chapter in the Plutonium Files devoted to the Rochester production line, which is Strong Memorial and U of R. And now with this week of healthcare, you know, once again, what a nightmare. How is it anything other than socialism or communism to have a giant healthcare plan and the new president, who's supposed to be different from the last one, giving us the same crap that we're going to repeal and replace? Great. And once again, like Tillerson with his global world order, we're America first, right? Great. Yeah. You know what they mean by America first? They mean a new world order with America at the steering wheel instead of China or Russia. That's it. It's their gang in charge of the same old garbage. Has anybody got the title to their property back yet since Trump's been president? Most of them are still sitting down at the county clerk, unless you want to fight it out and play in certain states. It's easier than others. But, you know, if you want to risk your losing your property for, I want my property title back. It shouldn't be sitting at the county clerk's office. Now, I could go try to rent it back through a land patent, and I know about all that. I can hear you people out there all saying, but, you know, that's not always a slam dunk, and the courts do not always do the right thing. You can have the best land patent in the world. You can have the finest common law documents, perfectly bordered and everything, and written in blue and signed in purple and red boxed where it has to be red, and everything just perfect. I've seen them. I know a guy who does them. They're unreal. It doesn't matter. Witch's court will make a wee-wee all over your beautiful piece of paper and use it to wipe themselves with and laugh as they stuff it at the bottom of the pile or throw it in the circular file. Okay? Let me give you an example. This is judge. This is a, here I am holding in my hand an order from the court. Supreme Court Chambers, Hall of Justice, Rochester, New York, Daniel F. Doyle, Supreme Court Justice. I'm going to slow down here because somebody's texting me like mad, and of course this would happen right while I'm on the air. So if you're getting little blanks in my presentation, hold tight, folks. Once again, so it's the Supreme Court Chambers, Hall of Justice, Daniel. At 1:30 p.m., neither plaintiff's attorney nor... Oh, I hear music, and I'm getting beeped. I'm getting it from all ends. All right, this is cool. I need a break here. I got to tell whoever's texting me to quit it. Hey, folks, thanks for hanging in there. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Mike Herzog on The American Awakening. Thanks for having me back on, Johnny Stats, and we will be right back after this break on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the American Awakening. I'm sitting in for Mike Herzog tonight. It is Eric the Freedom Screamer. And I just wanted to, so people aren't under any illusions that you're going to get justice by working your way up through the courts. And you may. There's times when the appeals court will overturn a lower ruling. I say always try. But this one was classic, and it's real short. It says the motion will be heard on October 7th, 2014 at 1:30. The relief will not be granted if there is no appearance by the plaintiff's attorney. And what was going on was Bank of America was trying to unlawfully seize this guy's house without any promissory note, and the judge is saying the relief for Bank of America, meaning to steal the guy's house, that was what relief means here, the stealing of the house relief will not be granted to Bank of America if they don't send their lawyers into court. The judge was saying, hey, man, BOA, at least send your attorneys in and keep some money rolling into everybody's pockets here, or I can't grant you the relief if you don't show up in court even and ask me to do it. Three times Bank of America failed to send their attorneys into court, and Judge Daniel Doyle ruled in favor of Bank of America in violation of his own written ruling. So where are you going with that? So forget, activism trumps paperwork every time. This is why public pressure is crucial. It's what got Chris kind of at least in a
back home and out of the psychiatric ward that he was forcibly incarcerated in for almost 2 months against his will by the judge, who wasn't even his competency judge. As if Chris needed a competency hearing, he was co-broadcasting with me on this very network and doing a great job. So anyway, we got a caller. Who is our caller? Someone from Chicago, did I hear?
Hey, Eric.
Who we got, Mike? Yes.
Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
How's it going, Eric? Caught you last night talking about Chris Cave. I actually heard, I used to listen to that show that was recently taken off the air on the other network, and I actually heard Chris calling that one day when he was incarcerated over at the psych ward.
Oh,
very
okay.
Interesting and fragile, absurd story he has.
Yeah. Well, you know, it starts out with the government keying in and focusing in and intentionally trying to push the buttons of patriots and people in our movement, so to speak, so they can stimulate some type of charges and some type of through dragging us into the witch's court, however they can do it. Sometimes if you're a big enough squeaky wheel, they a lot of times rather leave you alone. So if you make a big enough, the more activist you can be in your community, and the more of a kind of a public, even going out to the city council meetings and then filming it, then throwing that up on YouTube, which is all given the speed to give you at least a couple of minutes from every local town and council meeting. That's a great way to get reaction and get some public attention on what's going on in your community. So the more activism, you know, the activist you can be, sometimes that works to your benefit. But they do try to, you know, guys like Chris who are effective, they try to drag him in and they suck him into the system. So they started giving him grief about the car and the driveway, you know, and whatever, some stupid code violation that the government has no authority to tell people what they can. But, you know, it wasn't anything dangerous. It wasn't even anything of an eyesore. It was a really nice old classic, very expensive car, apparently. I'm sure the county creeps wanted that. You know, who do you think is going to get that at the auction? They wanted to steal his car. They wanted to push some buttons. They wanted to get him to do something. You know, they know he's probably armed. So if they can do something on a surprise level, maybe he pulls his gun up not knowing it's the cops. And that's basically what happened when they were stealing his car out of his driveway. And cops even gave his gun back to him on the spot because they knew it wasn't threatening. So how does that turn into a threatening the police charge? And, of course, during the course of the threatening police, he's filing brilliant documents that are really effective, and they don't like that. So, all of a sudden, yeah, you're speaking, your talk about the Constitution is gibberish, and you don't have constitutional rights here, and you must be one of those crazy blah, blah, blah. And they're just pulling the same garbage that the communists in the Soviet Union pulled. And
well, we got the music.
Quick break. Hang with us, caller, and then I'll let you make some more comments. We're going to take a break at the bottom of the hour here. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Mike Herzog on The American Awakening. You're listening to, and please support, the RBN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Mike. Caller, back to you. What else you got to add?
It's Rob in Chicago, and what urged me to call in was you talking about the health care. And I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir here when I say it's something we do not want. You know, we called out, yeah, been calling out for years for smaller government, and what do? They want to give us this socialized health care, you know what I mean? So we get this Obamacare, yep, which is a huge scam to begin with. You know, they had nothing to pay for it, so they stole all that money out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and the whole thing was set up to collapse. It was a whole scandal to begin with to get us into single, yep, payer. What's single payer? It's all government-run. What's government-run? Government-run is exactly as you started talking about at the beginning of the show, is what do they want to do? They want to experiment on you. They want to get every piece of it. They want to get their noses in every inch and piece of your life they possibly can. They want to pump you full of pharmaceuticals. They aren't treating you for health issues. They aren't curing anybody. They're just prolonging it. They're just doing things to keep you in the system, and you're, you know, pharmaceuticals, you're getting sicker, you're never, yeah, getting well, and it's all just garbage. They're out to kill us.
It's, you know, yeah, there's through, nothing, you know, to do with health. It's all disease management. It's creation and perpetuation of a giant money stream. Any type of preventative or natural, you know, preventative or cure, even, they're not going to want to release that. They're not going to want anybody to know about it. They just want you to keep getting sicker and sicker. And you can see it happening with the cascading effect. They give you a pill to fix something, and it causes something else.
And that pill causes something else, and that pill causes something else, and so on.
Yep. It's like the dominoes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, again, prodding into your personal lives. You know, I was listening to Al Whitney the other day, and they were talking about these people going to the doctor's office. And they start asking them these questions. What kind of clothes do you wear? Do you like to wear camouflage pants? Do you have a gun in your house? Do you ever feel depressed? They start prodding into your life because they're trying to get an analysis on you so they can actually, you know, they want to know if you got a gun in your house so when the day comes, they know whose house to go to. They want to know, you know, do you wear camouflage pants? Well, what kind of question is that? We can think of, you know, three or four different reasons why. But that's pretty pretty odd but yet specific, you know? Do you ever feel depressed? And, of course, one of the callers is like, well, who doesn't ever feel down? You know what I mean? But at the same time, they want to turn around and use that as a psychological profile. You know, let's just say you wanted to get a gun license. Well, you said on this form here this day that you, you know, have feelings of depression. Well, that's a psychiatric thing, so we can't give you a gun license. So there's all sorts of things that they're getting into our lives about, and that's exactly what this healthcare stuff's about. That's on the front end. On the back end, who pays for it? It's the same problem. You know, all these countries got the problem. Who pays for it? You heard the one in Great Britain where they have BP Petroleum who pays their healthcare bill. And, of course, the oil company's paying for it because the oil company's getting away with, you know, bloody murder over there. So they pay the healthcare bill. It's the only reason theirs is succeeding. You know, I'll just pick it up from there.
Yeah, excellent points. I wanted to open up one of your comments on the gun ownership / licensing and the health, the mental health thing. The disgusting evil trick that the Republican apparatchik has, and I heard it come out of the mouth of Rob Astorino, who was the who was running for governor on the Republican ticket during the last New York governor's race against Cuomo. And, you know, Astorino is supposed to be, you know, the alternative to the communist pig Cuomo. And he's up there and on his interview on the Second Amendment show, which is a local gun show. They run it on the AM radio. He said, well, you know, he said, I'm against the SAFE Act, which is a gun restriction. But he said, you know, what we really need to do, and here's how the Republicans come at it from a different angle, but they're still going to wind up at the same thing, which is disarmament. And he said, we need to address the 1 in 5 young people who are at risk for mental illness. So he's saying 20% of all young people, right off the bat, you know, that's going to they're going to jack that number up soon. Are have some mental issue that they need to be either treated for or analyzed about. And as soon as you get anybody, even just a visit to the psychiatrist or the school, you know, counselor, you're going to go in that file as quote unquote mentally, you know, mentally unstable or possibly mentally, whatever. They're going to come up with some garbage label that'll be acceptable to Mr. and Mrs.
And you know
America
who does a great report about that? You know who does a great report about that? John Rappaport. John Rappaport has basically tore this whole thing apart. And I've actually, Mr. Jones's show, Rappaport Fills on the Fourth Hour over there, when I used to listen commonly. Today I ended up going back in there and listening for the last hour, and Rappaport did it again. He went back in there talking about all this mental illness, basically how, first of all, the first thing he says is, you can't really diagnose mental illness. They have this book about 300 different mental illnesses, but there's really no pure test to diagnose it. They come in and...
No, they do that.
Literally,
you can't, number one, you can't, and number two, they like that, because if it's all subjective, then the immediate, whoever Johnny on the spot is, whatever idiot psychiatrist or psychologist is there, can claim whatever they want. They can pull it out of that book of 300 possibilities, make a hybrid of two or three, and say it kind of appears to be this and that, and without any evidence of anything at all of a sudden the witch's court comes in and says, oh, yeah, okay, doctor says so, psychiatrist says so, psychological exam says so, bye-bye, and you're off to the gulag.
Well, the first report that he did on this is a few months ago when I actually listened to that show regularly. He was talking about how they were doing this on college campuses. Basically, on college campuses, they got these psychiatric clinics set up on college campuses. So basically, kids would come in there like they're having anxiety for their tests or whatever, or they're feeling down, or they broke up with their boyfriend or girlfriend. So immediately they get sent to these offices, and immediately, you know, they're getting put on some type of pharmaceutical.
That's it.
And of course,
that
pharmaceutical, pharmaceutical leads into another pharmaceutical, and that pharmaceutical leads into another one. Next thing you know, these kids are basket cases. And now that's serving two purposes. One, to turn them into basket cases, and two, to, they're taking off the list of people that are possible gun owners in the future.
Right. Bye-bye guns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying anybody should get rid of them, but even, no matter what the witch's court or the communist government says, you have something stashed. But I mean, they're going to say, the system's going to claim your right to own that gun is bye-bye, and they're going to hassle you if you get... That's the whole thing. It's a tournament of basket cases, government ninnies. It's to trust the authority figure, trust that Dr. Mengele in the white coat. If they got that piece of paper on the wall with that big round gold seal on there, oh, it must be Mr. or Mrs. Big. Look at they got it. They've got some brainwashing institution that told them, push pills, whatever Big Pharma gives you, you send that out the door. And I mean, just recently, I mean, I know some people down at the church in town. The guy who's older, he's had some sugar issues. His sugar was kind of high because he liked his donuts and all that. He was very underweight. I mean, he was very thin. He said he wasn't have any weight issues. But he liked, you know, his snacks and sweets, and the sugar was kind of high. First thing they wanted to do was put him on the medication. And, you know, I encouraged him to just go the natural, just lower his refined sugars. Flush his body out with more water. He doesn't like to drink a lot of water, and I knew that as soon as you said that. I said, "Oh, there's your," you know, I knew I could tell you because water's the big thing. You got to flush it out. That alone can lower your sugars. And you add some cinnamon and some other herbs that are known to help balance your sugar levels. And you know, there's and all of a sudden he's down into an area that's so low on the sugars that I mean it's like super healthy now. As his levels, you know, first thing they're going to do is pimp the pill. And that's extremely dangerous because they just cause it. None of it has anything to do with health. And there's a cure for almost anything or a prevention out in nature. I'm convinced if you can find it, you know.
Right. Well, again,
I go exploring the, go ahead.
I may be preaching in a choir out there again, but you know, there's two people.
Right.
There's two health shows that I kind of like. One's a health show. One's an actual doctor, and the other guy knows about nutraceuticals and whatnot. And one is Jim Ram. I listen to him sometimes, and he's kind of knowledgeable about the nutraceuticals and learns all this from this doctor, Dr. Wallach. And then there's Dr. Ted Brower, who talks about nutraceuticals and whatnot. And he's an actual nutritionist and stuff. But what they say is, basically, you don't go to the doctor unless it's like an emergency, like you gunshots or a broken arm or whatnot. Other than that, basically through our foods and our nutraceuticals, that should take care of everything else. You can regulate your blood sugars. You can regulate, you know, your heart conditions, your diabetes and whatnot, you know, through nutraceuticals.
Because
they want to pump you into statins and all and aspirins and all this stuff causes harm to you.
Yeah, I've seen people, including myself, be healed from injuries because that's your greatest risk. I mean, if you give yourself enough time, you can wean out, you know, ailments and even diseases, but injuries where you get like hurt with magnets. I've had amazing results with magnets by putting a magnet on an injury. You know, but it takes time. People, you have to be patient. The natural cure works better. It's a deeper cure. It's a heal from the inside out instead of from the outside in, which is what modern medicine tries to do. But the inside out healing takes longer, so people have to be patient. Something that might, you know, seems like it's cleared up in a couple of months, you know, may take 4, 5, 6 months to heal up if you do the natural cure. But the natural cure is going to be permanent and enduring, and it's the pharmaceutical cure is just going to be it's like, you know, putting a carpet over a dirty floor just to hide it. It's not going to fix it, really. It's not going to clean up the problem. So, but you're right.
Well,
nutraceuticals are crucial in diet and all that, yeah.
Here's the point. It's too often a difficult choice to make that we all have a difficult choice to make because we feel down, we feel like an illness, we feel low energy, we feel something just isn't right. We want, of course, automatically you think, let's go see our doctor. But what we don't realize and we aren't educated as a society to know is our doctors aren't trained in nutrition or anything. What's the one thing they're trained in? They're not trained. They're trained to what? Treat symptoms, not the problem? Is that how it's said?
Yeah, they're treating the symptom, not to not the root of what the problem is. They're just, they cover it. It's once again, it's just covering up your dirt. It's just say covering, you know, it's treating a small manifestation of a deeper issue. You know, a lot of skin conditions are caused by either, you know, and they'll give you some kind of cortisone or something, okay, and try to, you know, blast it with something that'll counteract, you know, that'll load you up on something, and it's always going to be an artificial substance.
Right.
You know, and it can be, and usually, you know, skin conditions are caused by either pH that's way out of whack, meaning your system is acidic, and by the way, cancer lives in the acidic environment as well. Or it's a deficiency in essential fatty acids, which you would find in, like, flaxseed or borage or primrose. So, you know, or fish. You know, sorry, Tom, I know you don't like to hear all fish, but
in general,
fish, they got DFAs, you know, there's ways to get the oils in your system. Hemp seed has EFAs in it. That's why it's illegal, even though it doesn't have any THC. You can't get high on hemp seeds. You can buy them at the store, by the way, but they're only grown in Canada or China. You cannot find, very difficult to find, show me if you can find a domestically grown hemp seed. So the government still cracks down on it as if it were some kind of drug. Well, it is. It's a very healing substance. It's got essential fatty acids in it, and you don't have to eat the fish or any kind of meat source. And it's renewable, and it's very cheap to grow. And the hemp seed is, and hemp seeds and hemp seed oil are some of the healthiest foods you can eat. So, but unfortunately, you got to buy Chinese or Canadian. So there's your there's your lovely drug war, folks.
Let me throw out a piece of education. I always hear this book that Ram keeps spouting out by Dr. Wallach. It's called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I hear that. I haven't read it, but I heard it's literally a pristine book to read. And it talks about, as they say, it's the American Murder Association. Is that it? AMA, American Murder Association.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I could call it. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and then, you know, nutraceuticals, you know, people could, there's plenty of companies out there. I know the Ted Brower's Health Masters is pretty good, and there's other companies as well. But the bottom line is, you know, I don't know, doctors, I don't know. I used to hear so many shows from these independent media, you know, the doctors, you don't want to go to them for, I don't know, so many different things. If you got a gun wound or a car accident or broken bone or something, you go see your doctor. But for all these other things, you know, you got to go the alternative route, because all those doctors are going to do is stick you on pharmaceuticals and keep you in the system. And those pharmaceuticals, you know, aren't even towards your best interest half the time, because they're getting paid to give you those pharmaceuticals.
Well, yeah, and you can even back up a little, head it off at the pass before any of this starts. Look at the ingredients on what you buy, people. I mean, I know stuff may taste good and have a nice, cool label, and I don't know, but read the ingredients, man. If it doesn't grow in your garden, you know, if it says sodium acid pyrophosphate on a loaf of bread, you don't want to really eat that. And that's, you know, monosodium glutamates and a lot of the chips and stuff. You just grab Doritos or something off the shelf. Be careful, because those chemicals are not good for you. So they're very counterproductive. And you can, so just clean up your ingredients. Try to clean up your water supply. Get clean water. You know, the Dasani and the Aquafina water, those are not mountain spring waters. Those are municipal treated waters that comes out of the tap in some big city. And then they run it through, you know, a system to clean it up. And then if you look at the ingredients on the back of most of those bottled waters, they add what they call minerals back in. But look at them. It'll say potassium chloride. That's salt. And you'll see that they're adding trace salts back into the water, and that's going to destroy your kidneys. So you get spring water, or buy water if you live in a city. You know, I don't know.
Well, the best thing people can do is get themselves a good gravity-fed water filter system, a real good one, and then also get trace minerals to go with that. You know, a little 8-ounce bottle will last, you know, for quite a while.
No,
you got to remember, distill your water.
There's a problem. There may be a little problem. Some of those expensive water systems may or may not filter out the two two of the chemicals that they had at the Water Authority here in New York, upstate New York, which are, and I got this right from the guy who down there, the lead scientist at the Water Authority filling station down at Canadice Lake in upstate New York, and he said they put in sodium hypochloride, which is no longer gaseous chlorine. Gaseous chlorine they used to put in, got background light, which you help up to. We got, oh, we got music.
Got music.
You know what I'm hearing? All right. Well, we got a break coming up. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. I'll tell you what they're putting in the water, and it may or may not be filtered out by the water filters that they're selling. So be careful and find out before you spend a lot of money on a water filtration system. We'll be right back on the American Awakening. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Hold on there, caller, and we'll be right back after this break. Next.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome back, folks. You got it. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Mike on The American Awakening. Back to our caller. Let me just tell people, the water filters on the market, the good ones, may or may not filter out the sodium hypochloride and the aluminum sulfate, which are two chemicals that they add at the Water Authority, the Monroe County Water Authority in upstate New York. It's sodium hypochloride, okay, so that's number one. By the way, it used to be gaseous chlorine, which would evaporate. You could leave the water sit out, the chlorine would evaporate, and you could drink it, and it was pretty good before the fluoride. Now it's sodium hypochlorite, and that doesn't evaporate. It's also a trace salt. I went on the MS to the, get the material safety and data sheet, because that's pretty much, will tell you exactly what it is. So I Googled, start page, MSDS sheet for sodium hypochlorite, and it came up as a trace salt. Then I Googled MSDS sheet for aluminum sulfate, and that's also a trace salt. And most filters do not take out slight bits of salt, and salt water will destroy your kidneys. Now, one of my friends installed a very expensive water system in his house. It was $2,000. You can urinate in one end of it and drink what comes out the other end. That's how much it purifies the liquid. And when he sent them an email saying, does it filter out the sodium hypochlorite and the aluminum sulfate, the makers of the water filtration system said, we don't know. That probably means no, and they don't want to say it, because he just spent $2,000 on a system that's not taking out any of the chemicals that come from the actual water authority itself. And we're not talking about pollutants from local industry like Kodak or Xerox. There was issues of that in the past. Different story. This is what the government's putting in the water. So it was sodium hypochloride, aluminum sulfate. By the way, aluminum is the leading cause of Alzheimer's. Sodium hypochloride, aluminum sulfate, a plastic polymer compound that's proprietary, and they wouldn't tell me exactly what it was. Even though it's proprietary, I guess, it's our water authority, it's our money that's paying for it. We're paying the guy's salary and all this proprietary garbage, and they're not going to tell us, the consumer, what it is. These little plastic pellets they put in there that globs with the aluminum sulfate, and that clings to the dirt in the water, and that's how they purify. I said, how about just a filter? There's all kinds of scrubbable and easily washable filters, the high-end filters you can get, what's with the aluminum sulfate, the plastic polymer compound, trying to chemicalize the dirt removal of the water. It was insane. And I said, is that it? He said, yeah. I said, oh, no fluoride? No fluoride in the water? Oh, he says, oh, geez, whoops, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, we put fluorosilicic acid in as well. That's the worst form of fluoride. So, and those are just the four things they told me about. And God knows how many different compounds are in that plastic polymer compound. It means there's multiple chemicals in there. And that's leaching into the water. And I do know for a fact that my friend Tim, who's got cancer, he's about my age, he's recovering from it. When he was in his room at the Strong Memorial Hospital that does the radiation experiments and killed the little girl, Amber Thurman, the nurse in his hospital room said, the attending cancer nurse said, there's an epidemic of cancer in the Rochester area. We think it's something in the water.
Wow.
And yeah, and that, she was one of the nurses at Strong. Do I hear more music? Do we have another break, y'all?
More music.
Yes, we do.
More music.
Yep. Okay. Well, listen, thanks a lot, caller. We're going to go to Fred in Iowa next at the top of the hour. And if I can do it, I'll try to read the list.
All right. Talk about it tonight.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. Call again, all right?
All right. Hold on.
Thank you. We'll be right back on The American Awakening. You're listening to the RBN Network. The list. The dreaded list. The corporate list. And nobody wants me to read it. So we're going to read it here tonight on the RBN Network. We'll be right back on The American Awakening. Stay with us.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.